death and sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross has made us adopted children of God the Father. Thanks to the blood of Christ poured out for us, God the Father has now adopted us. Now we belong to him. We're no longer spiritual orphans. Remember that if God has adopted you, then you actually belong to him. He says, you are precious and honored in my sight, and I love you, says the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 43:4. So let's take a look at Jesus crucified for a minute in order to better understand a little bit the meaning of this day. Jesus on the cross has his arms stretched out to embrace you, to welcome you into his kingdom. Those merciful arms will remain open until the end of the world. They'll remain open for you up to the last second of your life. Jesus on the cross is weak and vulnerable. You can approach him without fear, without being intimidated by the fact that he's God. Jesus on the cross has his head at times tilted down, looking at you with a gaze of compassion and love at times. He has his head raised towards the heavens, towards his heavenly Father, imploring him for mercy for you when you sin and when you struggle. Jesus on the cross will never abandon you. He doesn't disappear when you're in trouble. The nails in his hands, the nails in his feet assure you that he won't disappear. He won't run away when you come to him. They also mean that every time you go to the cross, you're going to find him. He's going to be there for you. In your struggles, come to the cross. I'll be there waiting for you, Jesus says. On the cross, Jesus suffers intensely. He suffers not only physically, but he also suffers because he's misunderstood. He's not appreciated, he's rejected, he's abandoned, he's insulted, he's ridiculed, he's mocked. Also because he's carrying in his soul all of the evil that we've ever committed and even will commit in the future. So if you struggle or if you suffer, go to Jesus on the cross. You'll find someone there with whom you can relate and someone who understands you as well. Jesus on the cross is thirsty. He's thirsty for love, a love that only you can give him. No one else. Only you can give him what he's thirsty for. Jesus on the cross entrusts his mother to you, the most precious gift that he can give to anyone after the gift of himself. Only the gift of the Holy Eucharist and the gift of the Holy Spirit are greater gifts than the gift of Our Lady. So Jesus gives her to you because she wants to take care of you, and also because he wants you to learn to love her as your mother too, to love her just like he did. In a message that our Lord gave to Ruth Ann back in the day, this was April 26, 1995, Jesus said this about his mother. He said, "My mother has come to the earth to remind all of God's creatures of these three little words, God loves you." These words, when taken to heart, are the three most powerful words ever spoken. God loves you. Jesus said, even the most hardened heart must realize the importance of these three little words. Sometimes the most simple is the most important. Man can teach all his theology, but if he would take to heart these three words and share them with others, the world would and could change into a loving, caring place to abide. As it is, man is too busy loving himself to think about the God who loves him. That was something that our Lord said to Ruth Ann. God loves you. That's the message of Jesus on the cross. On the cross, Jesus has done everything he can in order to redeem you, in order to win you over to him, in order to save you as well. In the face of Jesus' great gesture of love, how will you respond? What will your response be?